Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Alex Hoban, winner of Series 1 of Channel 4's The Circle, and this is Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. On today's episode of Dishonest Fun, we'll be spilling the beans on the final episode of Series 3 of The Circle. And unfortunately, that means that this is the last episode of the podcast. But before we get too emotional about it, this is your spoiler warning. If you haven't watched the last episode of The Circle, then stop listening right now. Take out your headphones and get yourself over on all four ASAP. We'll be revealing the winner here, so consider this your final warning. After an intense few weeks of catfishing, competition and flirtation, we have a winner, and she's here with me today to explore how she did it. Hello, Natalia, aka Felix. Welcome to the Dishonest Fun podcast. How are you adjusting to life outside of The Circle?
It's been weird and wonderful. I think I'm a real life catfish because the way I dressed up on the show, I don't look like that in real life.
Is there anything that you're missing?
Not having my phone. I think it was just the best like cleanse I've ever had. I miss it. I miss that. I miss that kind of being in your own little bubble.
Okay, so without further ado then, we'll get stuck in to your story about The Circle, Series 3, and how it was won by you. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
So the finalists were OG Circle fam Andy, Uncle Saeed, played by Hashu, Manrika, and newcomer Father Tom, played by Joey, aka Femi and Pippa. That's a bit of a tongue twister. And of course, our charming soldier boy, Felix, aka Natalia. So what we're going to do is listen to a couple of clips on this episode. And this clip is back at the beginning when you entered as Felix at the end of the first week.
Oh, here we go.
Nine people? Jesus Christ, there's just not enough room for us all.
Dorothy and Felix.
Oh my God, there they are.
Oh, there's definitely some catfishes in here, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there's at least one, isn't there, Felix? You?
Oh, yeah, Felix is going to get on with all the ladies. Circle, open up Felix's profile.
Oh, he's in army gear.
He's quite cute, isn't he?
Sweet God.
He's in the mother trucking armed forces.
All right, Dot, you naughty minx.
Relationship status, single. Ah, oh, he's an army guy. And he's single. Oh, man. Manrika, just wait for me, yeah?
He's fit. He's very fit. And don't we all like a man that can eat? Woo! Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she? There's a lot of women I can hit on.
So, really good age for Gemma. Handsome chap. The girls are just going to be... Even Dorothy, like...
Seeing as I'm the most feminine girl in here, he might be a good one to bond with, definitely.
I think Gemma will be straight in there, Felix. She just looks like the type of girl that'd steal you, man.
Right. So, I think the best bit that everyone has on the show is that hall walk, where you walk down the hall with those lights and you just give it, like, the slow-mo. I love that. When it was, like, Felix, I was like, okay, here we go. And then you came down the thing, I was like, what? That was crazy. How was it? Like, why did you go on The Circle?
To me, it was more of a social experiment. I chose a man because I think, to put it bluntly, guys have it a lot easier in life, in the sense that at work, I think I have to compete a little bit harder and try a little bit harder to be seen. And people question my abilities based on my gender. And I think this relates to social media as well. Like, guys can just post a picture of their fish and it's like, yay, well done you. And women, we have to like work with angles. We have to make ourselves, you know, stand out in some certain way. And I just thought, going in as a guy, I would just potentially just slip through the net. But it wasn't a serious game plan, because I did pick a very attractive match. So that could have gone either way. But, you know, what do you expect from a military guy? You know, we all look after ourselves, most of us. And you would expect a buff soldier. I don't think anyone would question it. So I thought, you know, this is a safe game plan. But it would only work if there was other single girls that were looking to do. Otherwise, I think I'd have flopped at the start. So luckily, when I went in, I was like, yes, this might actually work. There's lots of attractive girls. Felix, the flirt, could get on with it. And at this point, I completely disengaged myself to this character. So even watching it back, I was like, you know, we're winning and Felix this. I started to talk in third person and I just forgot. I forgot I was myself. And it went quite mad, yeah.
Who was Felix based on?
So he's based on a real life soldier called Andre. So he's not a close friend. He's just someone that I know on social media, but he's a great guy.
When you first came in, as we heard from that clip, I heard you say there's clearly a few catfishes in here. So can you give me like the rundown of your impressions of the group? Who was the catfishes in your eyes?
So I, you know, coming in later in the game, I was on high alert straight away. I was like, look, I looked at Nana Dawn straight away. I thought, you're a catfish. I was like, you're so old. How are you going to get up and down them stairs? How are you going to, you know, compose messages? Bless her. I was like, you can't be real. And I think, who else did I think was a catfish? I thought one of the three girls potentially, because there's Gemma, Manrika and Tali. I was like, you can't just have three stunning women in here. It's not going to work. One of you. And I think at the start, I thought it was Gemma. Well, I was right in the end.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And who else was there? Potentially Andy. I actually suspected Andy as well, because his photo was so kind of far away. And I was like, maybe he's using the family angle. I didn't know. But I was just paranoid. You're paranoid as soon as you go in there. You're looking around and you think everyone's a catfish. And it makes you feel better about yourself as well. You're like, we're all playing a game.
100%. And I think when you're a catfish like yourself, like I say catfish, but it's not really catfishing, is it? But when you're playing someone else and you go in there, you know, you're fully aware that there's definitely other people that aren't themselves. But I feel that people that go in as themselves often forget that that could be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my strategy when I came in was to be this typical flirty lad. However, I think once I saw how everyone had their kind of family structures, if you watch the show, you could see, you know, there was an uncle, the brother and the sister, the best friend. I was like, oh my God, the only way I can slot in at the start was to be the boyfriend. And I think, yeah, that's a role that I took very seriously. I was like, this is it. This is how I will stay in the game. I can't back out of it now. And I think I pigeonholed myself quite early on.
And I think your story with Nana Dot, like as AKA Scott, you both joined at the same time. You entered the circle at the same time. You stuck together kind of until the end. So let's have a listen to the moment that you guys met each other in real life, which was just so heartwarming. I loved this bit.
No.
Shut up!
No.
Felix!
Yes.
Shut up! You are fucking beautiful!
Oh, babe!
It's Nana Dot, babe.
Oh, I've supported you to the end.
I've supported you, babe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you are absolutely...
Oh, thank you.
Stunning. Is Felix your boyfriend?
No, so I'm in the army and I'm just pretending to be an army dude.
Stop it!
Yeah. Sit! I can't
believe it! Oh, my God.
So who's Nana Dot?
She's my nana.
She's actually your nana?
She's my nan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
What is it?
Natalia.
Natalia.
Yeah.
Scott.
Scott. Aww.
Scott and Dot. So basically,
yeah,
it's my nan.
Okay.
She's 85. Everything's true.
Oh, I loved her.
Everything is real. Notes I had.
I know, me too.
Like books and books of like stuff on the wall. That Falklands question was like, who fucking asked that? The bastards. I was like, who's trying to catch me out?
Oh, so good. Oh, that was so sweet.
It's sweet, isn't it? You guys are so cute, even at the very end. I mean, that's probably the biggest part of the show is when people come to meet you, right? That's the way it gets your heart racing. You've been on your own for so long. Who were you expecting to come through the door there?
So when I saw Scott come up, I was like, oh, that's probably her carer. You know, he's helped her up the stairs. So we were both just shocked. I think it didn't matter to me at the end. I forgot who was a catfish and who wasn't. To me, what was important was the genuine connections I made. And Dot was just the warmest person to speak to. I really, really... I loved our chats. I thought she was just so endearing. And I actually started to believe in her at the end. I was like, I don't really care, but you probably are an old woman. You know, you take so long to reply. She really did. I think she played the game amazingly. And her coming to see me was kind of the pivotal moment in the game, because at this point I think I was coming to the end of my tether, and I was quite close to just backing out. And her coming to see me and, you know, the chat that we had, she really gave me that kind of final push. And I love the fact that she chose to come to see me. I would have done the same, actually. If I was blocked, I would have gone to see Dana Dot.
Okay, because it's like, it is, as you said, it's that boost you need. And it's that for a number of reasons. The first one is because Dot was a catfish as well, and it kind of makes you feel a bit relieved. You're like, okay, because you don't know anything about any of the other people. They could all be real and you could just be there as the only catfish, and it makes you feel a bit more calm. You're like, okay, let's play the game, because there's clearly other people that are playing. And then for you to have that first kind of proper human interaction that you get, it's such a relief.
Oh God, yeah. Just a cuddle. It was just lovely. It was so wholesome. I loved it.
That's awesome. And so, I mean, I don't need to ask, but your affection towards Dot and your guys' relationship was completely genuine. And
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And someone else you developed affection for.
Oh, I know.
And I've been there, Natalia. I've been there. I know the feeling. Was Manrika.
Yeah. But do you know what's mad? She actually became like this. She was my bestest kind of, I can't call her my best friend, but I absolutely adored the girl. And I, you know, I was lying to her, but I genuinely meant it. I had her back till the end, and I got protective over her. You know, if anything happened to her, I got quite defensive for her, because I wanted her to do well and I wanted her to get to the end. I think we were both each other's like kind of like safety net.
Let's have a quick listen. I know this will be hard for you, to you and Manrika having a bit of affection for each other.
Felix has invited you to a private chat.
Circle message. I really wanted to message you all day long. I think you're a wicked girl.
Insanely beautiful. And I wanted to reaffirm after yesterday that Action Man is locked down and you don't have to worry about me, kiss. What have I got myself into?
Oh, my God.
God, I've got, like, first date jitters, you know, when you're talking to someone for the first time.
Let's go message. I was wondering where my good morning beautiful message was. I know you're locked down. You don't have to reassure me. Winky face emoji, kiss, send.
This makes me a bit giddy. It's so much fun. Circle message. I would bring you breakfast
every morning in bed if I could. But for now, we would have to make do with the good morning messages. I like the cheekiness. I like a cheeky guy. That's really forward and I like that. I like someone who's well forward. Message. Inviting me round for a sleepover already? You'll have to get me on a date first. Winky face emoji, send.
I'll take you on a date, ... but only if you wear the Unreal outfit in your picture last night.
See, I knew that picture last night would do me wonders. You get to see the bod. Do you know what I mean?
You've definitely got me excited for these chats now, ...
I'm off to burn off the carbs I've eaten. Hashtag need to look good for my girl. Really looking forward to talking to you again soon. Kiss.
Okay, you both are playing a wicked game. I mean, that's great. As you said before we listened to that clip, that you and Manrika, like, you genuinely were having Manrika's back. What is it about Manrika that you liked so much, just personally?
I started to, at the start, she was just this strong, confident girl. She's kind of everything I've always wanted to be. And I started to feel really kind of sad that I didn't go in as myself and develop the actual pure bond that I could, like a proper friendship with her that I could have had. I admired her. I admired her kind of confidence. I admired how she wasn't scared to say as it was. And I genuinely put myself, I forgot who I was. I was actually Felix at one point. It was quite mad to watch because I can see it happening. And I think I actually believed I was in a relationship with her.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do you have, and you shouldn't, but do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I think I 100%, as soon as I started that relationship, I fell in too deep with it. And, you know, even though it was so over the top, in that game, everything just feels, you know, time moves so fast. So it's like, you know, maybe she does believe that we're actually in a relationship, because I started to believe it, you know. But in the circle game, and also I had such strong relationships with other characters, I could have potentially not pushed for the relationship. But at the start, I didn't. At the start, Manrika was my first proper kind of, you know, into the game. And then afterwards, when I started to develop my relationship with Andy and Saeed, and it was because of, you know, they started talking to me because of her. So I completely backed myself into a corner. And, you know, my whole game plan was to go in as this flirty guy and do what guys do best in that scenario. But this circle was just so different. It was like we had our place in the circle family, and I quickly realized that you need to find your place. Like, I can't be the old uncle, I can't be the best friend. Unfortunately, I picked the catfish that could only slot into one position within it, and you kind of lock yourself into that. And it was so straight away from the start, I was like, this is a game, like this is ruthless. I think the most comfortable I ever felt was probably talking to Andy, because that's when we spoke kind of like just one-on-one, and it was just quite genuine emotional chats. And I think he actually believed, I don't think he believed I was real at the end, and he didn't care.
That's the nicest thing, isn't it? That's the nicest thing. It feels so good.
Yeah.
So someone who's playing an incredible game, who I absolutely love, and who played an incredible game, sorry, was Hashu, aka Uncle Saeed.
Oh, he's the best. Just an absolute legend. I think that's the way you can catfish and keep your integrity and your honour in a way, because he wasn't hurting anyone's feelings, but he was also just such a funny guy. I think we all knew he was a catfish at the end and none of us cared. That was what was so great about him. He just captured all our hearts.
And I loved it when you guys were chatting. So let's have a quick listen to you guys chatting to each other.
Sai has invited me to a private chat.
Circle message. Good morning, young man. How are you settling in? You would having to speak to Uncle Saeed sooner or later, young man, because I seeing you having the eyes for my niece Manrika.
But tell me, what are your intentions? This is jokes. He actually is like the cringy uncle.
I'm gonna play Uncle Saeed here and just be like, what are your intentions? But don't go near her, Felix, please. Just move to Jebo Tali, bruv.
Circle message. I only have pure intentions for your niece, Manrika. ... I think she's an amazing girl. Do I have your blessing? Winky face. Send. That's so funny.
Do I have your blessing? Not only did I have to uncle zone myself, now I have to give my blessings, bro. Am I actually having to set up a guy with the goat. Oh my God.
This is so funny. The circles become like this extended, embarrassing family.
I love that. That's so good. He's incredible.
Yeah, he was actually incredible. I know he grilled me a lot about Manrique, but that final kind of conversation that we had one-on-one was just so nice.
Did you ever think that Uncle Saeed, when you were in the game, was a catfish?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Like, straight away. He was just too good. He was just completely just the funniest man I've ever met, I think. And I was like, this can't be a real person. But, you know, Hashi's a real person. He's actually this funny in real life. So, yeah, but it was just perfect, wasn't it? Especially when he was talking about his raging demon. I was like, yeah.
I wrote that. Another figure that you really loved in the Circle family was Andy.
Yes, my boy.
You got on with him from the start. Why do you think Andy was so popular throughout the whole series?
I think he was just quite down to earth and he was himself as much as he could be. And talking to him, there was no kind of... When I was talking to Manrique, I had to put on like the biggest act in a sense. You know, I had to be this, as I kept saying, sexy man. But with Andy, I was myself. And it was just nice because we developed such a kind of honest bro friendship. And, you know, we're still like the best of friends on the outside. And it's just really nice. I just think he's such a nice guy. Like, he had no bad words to say about anyone.
And it's so interesting what you said there about being yourself. I think there's a lot to be said for that moment in the game when everyone hits it, I think, when they're playing someone else, that they just think, stuff it, I'm just going to be myself. But you made it to the final.
I know. I never actually thought I honestly, hand on my heart, don't know. Every week I was like, how is this working?
So you knew that you're going to have to meet people at the end, right? This is season 3. How was that kind of anticipation for meeting not just Manrique, but everyone that you've been speaking to? Was that a nerve-wracking experience?
To be fair, it wasn't as horrendous as I expected it. Because when I saw Saeed and then I saw Manrique, I was like, oh, okay, there's one catfish. Oh no, Manrique's not a catfish. Oh no, here I go. And I just don't remember. I blanked out. I blanked it all out of my head. It's only watching back the final episode that I remember what happened, because that day has been deleted from my memory.
Because you're walking into the lion's den, like, you don't know what's on the other side.
I know. And by the end, I was like, oh my God, Manrique, actually, you know, she's playing a game as well. She's going to be pissed. She's going to be absolutely fuming. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was absolutely terrified.
So how did it go down? Like, what's your kind of, I know you said it's been blocked from your memory, but what's your side of the story? How did it feel?
I think, luckily, what I saw wasn't a girl that was heartbroken, but it was a girl that was pissed off that I kind of pulled the wool over her eyes, which, you know, it doesn't take away the pain of it, but it was a little bit more of a relief because I think she realized we were all playing a game. And she was pissed off and I could see that. And I just kind of tried to soften the blow. I don't remember what I said, but I think I was like, I had your back. I had your back. Does that make it better? But yeah, it was quite awkward. But, you know, after we hugged it out, it was fine.
Awesome. And later in that episode, the people of the moment, you and Manrique, ended up in a tiebreak situation.
I know.
For the win.
Honestly, I was not expecting that. And I was holding her hand. I was like, you're fine. Why are you worried? I was squeezing her hand. And you could see how, you know, how much it was affecting her. And she was shaking, bless her. And I was just there. And I was like, this is just so ironic how we're here at the end, holding hands in the final.
Let's give that awesome moment a listen.
How are you both feeling?
I feel sick.
Yeah.
Shocked?
I'm very shocked.
I don't understand.
Okay, it's down to this. Just two of you remain. And I can now tell you that it was actually a tie. Which means the player rated first the most times in the final ratings will be the winner. The winner of the circle and taking home £100,000 is... Oh. Natalia!
Congratulations.
You deserve it!
You deserve it!
You're playing the game, baby
girl, you did it.
The universe is rewarding you for whatever person you are.
The game is the circle where anyone can be anyone.
Amazing. So you did an amazing game.
Natalia, do you feel like you played a really good game?
Oh, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, yes. But, yeah. I mean, I must play a good man.
I mean, you had a fantastic girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations to a fantastic winner and a sensational group of players. You've honestly knocked it out of the park and created a brilliant series. So thank you so much. Give yourselves a round.
Oh, that's emotional. Watching that.
Smashed
match.
It. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. It is crazy. What did you feel when they said you won?
Sick.
Oh, I know that. Oh, dude. Did you nearly vom? Like, I nearly vommed.
Yeah. I just, everything is a blur. I don't remember any of it. It's only watching. I was like, oh my God, that happened.
Okay. So you played an absolutely fantastic, brilliant game. And I mentioned it a few times before, but I would not be forgiven on this podcast if I wasn't going to ask you a big question. What are you planning on doing with your winnings?
So it'd actually be quite nice to buy a house. It's such a boring thing to say, isn't it? But like, I genuinely want a home and to kind of have some roots down somewhere, because I live in the military block and we move around every 3 years. It'd just be nice to have an actual home, and also just give back to my mum and dad who've raised me and helped me be this fantastic catfish.
Right, guys, that's almost all we've got time for on today's episode of Dishonest Fun. So that just leaves me to thank my brilliant guest and winner of Series 3, Natalia. Thank you so much for joining me today on Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. This series was a Something Else production for Channel 4. It was produced by Michael Dale, Millie Charles, Naomi Oiku, and our exec was Alex Lawless. The producer for Channel 4 was Heather Campbell, and a massive, massive thank you to Chris Skinner, Janine Smith, Joshua Gibbs and Gully Tickle. And of course, all of my guests that join me throughout the series. If you've enjoyed listening, please take the time to rate us and leave us a review. It really, really does help other people find us and makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And that's it, guys. That's all from me and all from The Circle. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And thank you so much for listening. Take care.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.